Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break Spanish Travel Diaries Season 2, Episode 10. Hola a todos y bienvenidos por última vez a Coffee Break Spanish. Yo soy Marc.
Y yo soy Marina.
Pues digo por última vez, but only for this series. This is the last episode of this series. We've been traveling through South America with Ainhoa, Esteban and Luisa, and they are on their final leg of the journey in Santiago de Chile. We've come some distance, Marina.
Yes, it's been a long journey and it's coming to an end, but it's just for this journey. We will have
of course.
I'm sure.
more journeys soon. So we started in Lima. And then went all the way through some of the most famous parts of Peru, Cuzco, and we also then went to Machu Picchu. Then we went to Lake Titicaca, travelled into Bolivia, into La Paz, Cochabamba, and then we moved on to Chile. And last time we were in La Serena, and today we're heading to Santiago. So, como siempre, escucharemos el texto. Todos juntos, y luego Marina y yo hablaremos de la gramática y del vocabulario del texto. Y esperamos que os guste este texto de hoy, este último texto de esta serie. Pues, ¿empezamos?
Venga, vamos a empezar.
Nuestra última parada tenía que ser la capital de Chile, por supuesto, y ofrecía multitud de cosas para hacer y ver. Creo que para ser nuestro último día también fue el más ajetreado. Visitamos el Cerro de Santa Lucía, un precioso lugar en el centro de Santiago, y la Plaza de Armas, donde había muchos monumentos que ver. Lo que más me interesó fue la Casa Colorada, una de las pocas construcciones coloniales que quedaba en pie. Antes de probar los platos típicos como el charquicán o la chorrillana, nos pasamos por el Museo de la Memoria y los Derechos Humanos. Más tarde subimos al Cerro de San Cristóbal y visitamos otro jardín japonés. Tampoco nos defraudó. A continuación, bajamos hasta el barrio Bellavista, donde visitamos rápidamente la Chascona, la casa que perteneció a Pablo Neruda. Terminamos cenando y bebiendo pisco y probando otras bebidas típicas como el mote con huesillos. Cuando Luisa estuvo un poco contenta, nos confesó que se lo había pasado muy bien. No podíamos estar más de acuerdo. Aquel había sido el viaje de mi vida. No solo por la compañía y por todo lo que visité, sino por todo lo que aprendí. Me encantaría repetir.
Okay, let's go through this final text and we'll see exactly what they got up to in Santiago.
Nuestra última parada tenía que ser la capital de Chile, por supuesto, y ofrecía multitud de cosas para hacer y ver.
Okay, our final stop. Nuestra última parada tenía que ser la capital de Chile, por supuesto, had to be the capital of Chile, of course, por supuesto. Y ofrecía multitud de cosas para hacer y ver. And it offered a multitude of things, a huge number of things to do and to see, para hacer y ver. Now, we've spoken about this para hacer or qué hacer and so on many times. So here we've got lots of things that we could see, a range of things to see, not necessarily that we had to see them all.
Creo que para ser nuestro último día también fue el más ajetreado.
Okay, creo que para ser nuestro último día. This is interesting, this use of para here. Creo que para ser nuestro último día. We could say in English, I believe that for this being our final day, también fue el más ajetreado. It also was the most busy one, the busiest one. However, Marina, this para, could we almost translate that as despite?
Yes, we could, because it has that sense, like, despite being our last day, it was also the busiest one.
Yeah, good. So if we, normally to say despite, we would say a pesar de que.
Yes, we could change that and say a pesar de que era nuestro último día, también fue el más ajetreado.
Okay, so here you're conjugating the verb, a pesar de que era nuestro último día. Could we use the infinitive too?
Yes, we could say, a pesar de ser nuestro último día.
Okay, so lots of options, but that's what that para is doing there. The para is not really a normal para in that sense. We've got a slightly different meaning of it here. Good. And ajetreado is a tricky word to say.
But it's quite simple in meaning. So.
Yes, indeed. Busy. It's a busy day. The busiest day. El más ajetreado. Okay, so what did they do?
Visitamos el Cerro de Santa Lucía, un precioso lugar en el centro de Santiago, y la Plaza de Armas, donde había muchos monumentos que ver.
Okay, so they went to see, visitamos el Cerro de Santa Lucía.
Cerro es como una montaña.
Yeah, una montaña. And it's C-E-R-R-O. So in Spain Spanish, we're pronouncing that as cerro. But if you're more used to Latin American Spanish, then of course you would hear el Cerro de Santa Lucía. Visitamos el Cerro de Santa Lucía. We would say visitamos el Cerro de Santa Lucía. And it's described as un precioso lugar en el centro de Santiago. It's actually quite a great sentence for practicing Spain and Latin American pronunciation here. Visitamos el Cerro de Santa Lucía, un precioso lugar en el centro de Santiago.
Wow.
Y la Plaza de las Armas también.
Very good.
Okay.
Yes, and this is indeed a very nice place to visit because it's full of, you have like a natural place full of trees and plants and everything in the middle of the city. So it's like in the center avenue of the city and you have this nice place. It has even a castle in there.
Wow, very good. Okay. Y la Plaza de las Armas, donde había muchos monumentos que ver. So they also visited the Plaza de las Armas, where there were many monuments to see.
Lo que más me interesó fue la Casa Colorada, una de las pocas construcciones coloniales que quedaba en pie.
Okay, so the thing that most interested me, lo que más me interesó, fue la Casa Colorada. It was the colored house, la Casa Colorada. And it's one of the few colonial constructions which is still standing. So, una de las pocas construcciones coloniales que quedaba de pie. Sorry, quedaba en pie.
And one interesting thing about this word, colorada, is another word to say the color red.
Ah, okay.
So, we use that either in Latin American Spanish and Spain Spanish. It's not like very frequent. Maybe you can hear an older person saying colorado. Or if you blush, if you are embarrassed for something, you can say se puso colorado instead of se puso rojo.
Rojo. Oh, right, that is definitely new to me. Okay, so this, so it's basically, it's colored red, this house.
Yes.
Okay. Right, and it's a colonial construction, and it quedaba en pie. And there we've got quedar. We spoke about quedar a few episodes ago. It's one of the few colonial constructions which was left standing, which is still standing, que quedaba en pie.
Antes de probar los platos típicos como el charquicán o la chorrillana, nos pasamos por el Museo de la Memoria y de los Derechos Humanos.
Okay, so before trying some platos típicos, some typical dishes or local dishes, and we'll come back to those in a moment, nos pasamos por el Museo de la Memoria y los Derechos Humanos. So we walked around the Museum of Memory and Human Rights. So a very important museum in Santiago. Let's come back to these typical dishes, los platos típicos, the local dishes. El charquicán, ¿qué es?
El charquicán chileno es un plato tradicional que se prepara con carne, normalmente de vaca, y tiene varias formas de prepararse, dependiendo de las verduras que se utilicen. Y también se puede servir con un huevo frito.
Okay. So a dish of meat, and it's prepared in different ways, and it can also be served with a fried egg.
And we also have chorrillana, or it's also called lomo a la chorrillana, or chorrellana. So it has different names.
Right. Okay.
And it's basically fried chips or potatoes with different types of meat.
Okay.
And onion, and it's like a mixed.
A mix. Okay, muy bien. And of course, the Museum el Museo de la Memoria y de los Derechos Humanos is a museum dedicated to commemorate the victims of the human rights violations during the regime in the 70s and 80s. Okay, we're going to stop there for a little break, and we'll be back very soon to finish off our text. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, we are in Santiago, and we are just heading further into the city. Nos adentramos más en la ciudad.
Sí. Más tarde, subimos al Cerro de San Cristóbal y visitamos otro jardín japonés. Tampoco nos defraudó.
Okay, más tarde, later on, subimos al Cerro de San Cristóbal. We went up to the hill of San Cristóbal, St. Christopher, y visitamos otro jardín japonés, and we visited another Japanese garden. And this next bit is interesting. Tampoco nos defraudó. Now, let's split this up. Let's first of all look at the verb defraudar. Defraudar looks like to defraud, when you cheat someone out of something or to when you evade something. And it can mean that. However, here it means something different, because when you talk about something defraudar algo, it can mean to disappoint or to let someone down. So here, in comparison to the previous jardín japonés en La Serena, this one didn't disappoint either. That's our tampoco there. It didn't let us down either. It was as impressive as the previous one.
That's it. That's very clear.
Okay. Could you give us an example of defraudar in its other meaning?
Yes. For example, if we're talking about cheating with money, for example, you're evading paying taxes, you can say, mi compañero de piso ha defraudado a Hacienda.
Right, so mi compañero de piso, my flatmate, ha defraudado, and then what did you say?
A Hacienda.
A Hacienda, so...
He is not paying his taxes.
Yeah, okay, good. So that's an example of defraudar in the sense of defrauding. So you're evading your payment of taxes. Okay, let's continue on.
A continuación, bajamos hasta el barrio Bellavista, donde visitamos rápidamente la Chascona, la casa que perteneció a Pablo Neruda.
Okay, a continuación, next on our visit list, bajamos hasta el barrio Bellavista. So we went down into the Bellavista area, the barrio, donde visitamos rápidamente la Chascona, where we visited quickly, or we had a quick visit of la Chascona. And La Chascona is described as la casa que perteneció a Pablo Neruda. So it's the house that belonged to the poet Pablo Neruda.
Terminamos cenando y bebiendo pisco y probando otras bebidas típicas como el mote con huesillos.
Okay, so terminamos, we ended up cenando, having dinner, y bebiendo pisco, and drinking pisco. Y probando otras bebidas típicas and trying out other typical drinks or, again, local drinks, como el mote con huesillos. Marina, ¿otra vez nos puedes explicar?
Sí, pues el mote es una bebida tradicional que no es alcohólica, es tradicional chilena, y está hecha a base de un jugo acaramelado de durazno, como llaman ellos a esta fruta. En España la llamamos melocotón.
Right. Okay. So it's a non-alcoholic drink made from a juice of peach, basically. Melocotón is peach. And you said that in Chile, they refer to the melocotón as?
Durazno.
Durazno. Okay. And the huesillos part?
Are duraznos deshidratados that are left at the bottom and they look like little bones, so they are called huesillos.
Little bones, I see, right. So these are the dried peaches that are left at the bottom and they take on the appearance of little bones, huesillos. Muy bien.
Cuando Luisa estuvo un poco contenta, nos confesó que se lo había pasado muy bien.
Okay, so cuando Luisa estuvo un poco contenta, when she was a little merry, tipsy, nos confesó, she confessed to us, que se lo había pasado muy bien, that she had had a really great time. And there is a pluperfect tense, que se lo había pasado muy bien.
No podíamos estar más de acuerdo. Aquel había sido el viaje de mi vida, no solo por la compañía, y por todo lo que visité, sino por todo lo que aprendí. Me encantaría repetir.
Okay, no podíamos estar más de acuerdo. We could not be any more in agreement. So, estar de acuerdo con alguien, to be in agreement. And here, estar más de acuerdo. We couldn't agree anymore. Aquel había sido el viaje de mi vida. That one there, as in this journey that they've just been on, that journey had been the journey of my life, el viaje de mi vida. No solo por la compañía y por todo lo que visité, not only for the company and everything that I visited, sino por todo lo que aprendí, but for everything that I learned, por todo lo que aprendí. Me encantaría repetir. I would love to repeat the whole thing. Pues nosotros vamos a repetir el texto ahora. We're just going to have another listen to the text now, and hopefully all the things that we've discussed in this episode have helped you understand it. Let's listen again.
Nuestra última parada tenía que ser la capital de Chile, por supuesto, y ofrecía multitud de cosas para hacer y ver. Creo que para ser nuestro último día también fue el más ajetreado. Visitamos el Cerro de Santa Lucía, un precioso lugar en el centro de Santiago, y la Plaza de Armas, donde había muchos monumentos que ver. Lo que más me interesó fue la Casa Colorada, una de las pocas construcciones coloniales que quedaba en pie. Antes de probar los platos típicos como el charquicán o la chorrillana, nos pasamos por el Museo de la Memoria y los Derechos Humanos. Más tarde subimos al Cerro de San Cristóbal y visitamos otro jardín japonés. Tampoco nos defraudó. A continuación, bajamos hasta el barrio Bellavista, donde visitamos rápidamente la Chascona, la casa que perteneció a Pablo Neruda. Terminamos cenando y bebiendo pisco y probando otras bebidas típicas como el mote con huesillos. Cuando Luisa estuvo un poco contenta, nos confesó que se lo había pasado muy bien. No podíamos estar más de acuerdo. Aquel había sido el viaje de mi vida. No solo por la compañía y por todo lo que visité, sino por todo lo que aprendí. Me encantaría repetir.
Well, that is where we're going to leave Ainhoa, Esteban and Luisa for now. Hopefully they will... Well, we don't know what's going to happen in the future with Esteban and Ainhoa, but I hope they get together. We hope that you've enjoyed this. If you'd like to get more out of the whole series, then of course you can head over to the Coffee Break Academy, where you'll find the lesson notes and the video versions, and that will give you more practice and give you the opportunity to get more out of these lessons. All of that is at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And we hope that you feel just like Ainhoa, and that you've enjoyed nuestra compañía, and that you will be able to put into practice todo lo que aprendiste. Let us know what you've thought of this series by posting a review on Coffee Break Spanish on your favorite podcast app. We'd love to hear all your thoughts.
Muy bien. Pues, ¿te encantaría repetir esta temporada, Marina?
Me encantaría. La verdad es que sí, que me encantaría.
Who knows where our next Coffee Break Spanish travel diary will take us. You can look forward to more Coffee Break Spanish in the future. We will be back very soon with some new content for you, and you can look forward to that. In the meantime, of course, check out everything that you need to know all about Coffee Break Spanish at coffeebreakspanish.com. Pues, Marina, otra vez, muchísimas gracias.
Muchísimas gracias a ti y a todos los que están escuchándonos.
Okay, now we're going to be retiring our Coffee Break Spanish Andean theme music. Of course, if we return to this area, then of course we'll be hearing it again. But for now, for one last time, let's hear those quenas and the zampoñas and the charangos for our Coffee Break Spanish theme tune to end this season. Muchas gracias y hasta la próxima.
Hasta pronto.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.